This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Too many piles here. Got a tip on some breaking news. And why we got a lot going on today. We've not even started. We're seconds into the show, ladies and gentlemen. And my head is exploding with all kinds of things to chat about on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Hi and welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Look down at that radio right now. Is it locked in at 550 KFIRE, the voice of the Northern Plains? Rip the knob off right now. Same thing if it's on AM 1100, the flag. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Just rip it off. Set it right there. If you have presets, set them all to this. 1460 KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson. 1090 KTGO, the flag west. In Tioga, North Dakota, the oil capital of our great state. Stanley, Watford City, Williston. And we appreciate you listening on What's On Your Mind. To join us, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I have reports that law enforcement are responding to a group of protesters right now, one of whom is somehow intertwined with a piece of construction equipment. One protester actually attaching him or herself to a piece of construction equipment. And I've heard one estimate of 30 protesters, another of just shy of 20. This is 4 miles south of St. Anthony on Highway 6. There is a pipeline construction crossing on Highway 6 there. So, if anyone is in that region and has seen any thing of what I speak, let us know. We do have a call into the incident commanders for the encampment. We also have we're going to have Rev call the Highway Patrol as well as the North Dakota National Guard just to see what we can learn about this.
So I did get a few people texting me about it earlier, one of whom is a friend of mine who said tons of cars with out-of-state plates taking pictures of big machinery, about 25 to 30 people sitting very close to the road, and a banner sitting on a bucket of an excavator in a language you couldn't read. So,
say that one more time. What was on the bucket?
There was a banner.
A banner on the on a bucket that he couldn't read.
Language he couldn't read, yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know if construction is ongoing there or if they've stopped there as well, because that's different than where we're talking about near Cannonball, a few miles from the Standing Rock Reservation.
I was there less than a week ago. It was still going on. Then,
it was still going.
Yep,
yeah, okay.
Last Friday.
So maybe they're branching out and trying to stop other sites. We yesterday on the program talked to Scott Davis, executive director of the Indian Affairs Department of North Dakota, who's a member of the governor's cabinet, and he painted a little bit of a different picture than what we had previously been learning from law enforcement, and I asked him whether he thought it was transitioning, and he said it was his hope it was, and obviously I think it's everybody's hope that it does transition from some of this kind of stuff to a you know, peaceful protest in a place that's not, you know, trespassing. But this is more evidence that it has not yet done that. It has not done yet. It has not yet transitioned. Because you can't do this. You can't. This is unlawful activity. You can't stop people down there doing construction on a pipeline just because you don't like the pipeline. When they have all the permits, all the easements, all the things they need to do what they're doing, they're south of St. Anthony. So I know some see the encampment as a way to sort of wait out the judge's decision here in a little bit in a peaceful way. We've had reports from inside the camp that there are two sides to this, one peaceful, one not. That's why, obviously, law enforcement is concerned about this. Had some calls yesterday about the school that has been set up there. There's been a lot of publicity about the school. And isn't it neat that they're having a school there? And a number of you, we didn't get to these comments yesterday, but a number of you said, shouldn't those kids be in school? Why is there a school there? Why are we celebrating that? I don't know. Fair question, I guess. No doubt about it. But anyway, we'll keep you posted on this. We have some calls into law enforcement trying to find out. I have said before, I'll say again, that our coverage on this, I believe, has been different than most of the media, and that we're giving you factually all sides of this. We've heard from people in the camp who say it's peaches and cream. We hear from law enforcement about specific concerns. We're talking about why the roadblock's necessary. We'll continue to do that as news warrants. I am of the opinion that this is an effort to get publicity. And we're not in the business of giving lawbreakers publicity. This remains an unlawful protest. It is an unlawful protest. Something that was said yesterday also by Scott Davis related to the request for a permit with the Corps of Engineers. We're going to ask Congressman Kramer today. I can't imagine the Corps of Engineers would allow a permit to be on their land when there is construction plan there that they have authorized, right? Because that's just a recipe for a disaster. You're saying, okay, here's a permit for a protest, and over here, I don't think so. But I continue to wonder why this protest isn't moved to the Standing Rock Reservation, where there's no doubt that they could be there. Cameras will follow. They always do. So anyway, we're going to continue to follow this. But no, you're not getting another media anything in the way of a complete and full story. So we are going to continue to do that for you in news warrants without question. I have to see Lauren Donovan is back writing stories. It was yesterday's story about a totem pole that came in as part of some visiting protesters joining things, and that it carries a unifying spirit. And this flowing language about the beauty of the totem pole. I am not questioning the beauty of the totem pole, but I am questioning the prominence it plays in the story related to an unlawful protest and to getting to the bottom of this. But this is the same reporter who previously had written about youthful protest when at the same time law enforcement was arresting people and confiscating guns from them and picking up chatter of pipe bombs being thrown into the construction line. And we're writing about youthful protests. Also didn't think it was appropriate that the reporter in question had a sister who was part of the protest. But we're back at it. I would love for the totem pole to bring a unifying spirit, but it has to be actually seen on the ground. Tying yourself to construction equipment is not a unifying spirit, I don't think. Anyway, update on that front for you today. We're brought to you as we get cranked up here on a number of other topics as well. And we have Congressman Kramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Really want to encourage folks in and around Minot to participate in the Petroleum Council's annual meeting that will take place in Minot on Monday, September 19th through Wednesday, the 21st. Monday, they have something called the Bakkenbackers from 3 until 5 at the Holiday Inn Riverside. It's free and open to the public, and it is really neat. There's a lot of neat things happening, but you know, for folks in the industry, this is for anyone that wants to learn more about the next phase of the Bakken. Kathy Nessa does a presentation on It's Not the 80s Anymore. Rob Lindberg from Bakkenbackers does jobs by the numbers, looks at, you know, how many jobs are in the industry. Steve McNally from Hess and Robert Steed from Enbridge talk about making Minot home, which they both have. There's things happening in Minot. And also two industry veterans are going to talk about getting through the tough times. So that'll be a neat deal. But the annual meeting is chock full of all kinds of great things, including, by the way, Jack Stark, the president and CEO of Continental Resources. He's doing the lunch keynote on Tuesday, Bakken yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And also, you won't want to miss Pete Hegseth of Fox News Channel. Doug Bergen will be speaking to that group. It's an impressive group, a lot of things happening. So join us up there. We'll be broadcasting live. Hey, Rich and Bismarck, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. First to go today on the program. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling about the pipeline. You know, everybody, all they got to do is quit going down to the casino. I mean, hit them in the pocketbook. Nobody go to the casino anymore. They got hotel rooms there, cancel them. And then the powwows come to Bismarck. Let's get a bunch of people and go down there and protest and keep people from going into the powwow.
And you believe that would accomplish sending a message to the protesters?
Yeah, definitely. If you hit them in their pocketbook with the casino, it definitely would. I mean, look what it's costing Morton County and extra sheriffs and all that type of stuff to go down there and take care of this.
Yeah, I hope that bill at some point is sent to Standing Rock because there is significant expense to the state. Rich, appreciate the call. Thank you. Have a listener that was just driving down to that region of this most recent protest we can tell you about on the other side of the break. And more calls coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Themed Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back on What's on Your Mind. We have found some video from the scene shot about an hour ago, and it is everything we've just told you it is. And they are labeling it as nonviolent direct action to halt the Dakota Access Pipeline construction. The significance of this is it is, you know, construction has been halted, at the site of the core land where this encampment is, okay, near that encampment. It is continuing in other places. And there is a location 4 miles south of St. Anthony that is not on native land, near native land, but not non-native land, that is where construction has been continuing. And now it has been halted this morning because of this protest. And we, in fact, do have a photo of someone who has, I don't know what kind of a gizmo he has to, you know, he's tied himself to the equipment. I've just shared it on our Facebook page, and you can check that out on mine or Todd's or K-Fire's and find that to see the photo we're talking about. That's unlawful. You can't do that. You can't tie yourself to a piece of equipment and do that. You can't hear this real well, but here are some individuals encountering law enforcement. That Paul Laney, I can't really see. It looks like it might be Sheriff Laney, but at least three law enforcement officers, maybe four, encountering a handful of folks right at the equipment. Another group right up, it looks like construction workers that are standing next to their equipment, sort of watching this all play out. Let's pick this up. Oh, my.
Territory.
I don't know if you can hear this, but, some woman who is looks to be 20-something in a skirt with tights and a goofy hat on is arguing at law enforcement officers here. And, he said, hey, ma'am, our job is to allow this construction to continue. This is, this is not native land. She said, well, native land's right there. She points away and she says, this is treaty land. So now she's an expert. And it looks to me to be, north of 30 people. But there is construction equipment there. There's trucks rolling through. And this is, it looks to be about an hour ago. The sun is not all that far up, but a bit is up. But construction has halted there. Listener, emailer says, just went through that area. Is that even on the reservation? A lot of out-of-staters and not South Dakotans. Yeah, well, this is, again, folks, this has never been about North Dakota Standing Rock. This has never been about the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is about green extremists. Green extremists is what I'm going to call them from now on because that's what they are. All right? And they are global warming jihadists that think unless we get rid of all fossil fuels, the Earth is going to burn up or cool. You know, they switch back and forth on the cooling or the warming thing. They started chanting a little later, water is life and water is life and all of that. But that's made for TV. They even have banners up there that say oil is bankrupting North Dakota. I mean, I think we could argue quite the opposite. But it's just it's an issue du jour. It's made for TV, but it is unlawful. They have stopped at another site construction on a project. That's what you need to know. Dave and Siri, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead. Dave, are you there? Manny, I'm going to give him back to you while I go to Travis in Valley City. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Travis.
Yes, I'm not from Valley City, but I did go through there this morning. And I was there about 6:30, 7 o'clock with my semi. I'm over the road driver from that area. And we had to stop, in the middle of the hill. There was only two police officers there at that time, and they were trying to direct the people and the traffic. And the problem is, if we'd have came from the other side, the top of that hill, and came over, we wouldn't have been able to stop. And, coming through there with heavy trucks, and, it possibly could have killed someone or one of us,
Where was this at again? Travis, tell me again specifically where you encountered this.
This was south of St. Anthony this morning on Highway 21 there, Highway 6.
You're talking about the exact same spot we are.
Yeah.
And were you there to bring equipment for the construction?
No, I'm hauling grain out for the farmers going back and forth from Lake Fargo to Dickinson area. I'm out of the Carson area, so I've been down in there working. And there was a couple of us that came through this morning, and and we had to stop until they could get the people out of the way so we could continue on, you know.
Yeah, and these people are complaining about, for instance, 1806 and the road being closed there, the roadblock. Exactly what you're talking about. It's not safe. Imagine, as you say, you come from a different direction, you don't see this. Very good point.
And with St. Anthony there, there's those big hills, you know, so it's, you know, at least down on 1806, it was more open. I mean, you know, I did meet a lot of police officers on the way down when we did continue north that were headed down that way, and I met a lot of traffic, and like you said before, a lot of it's out-of-staters. You know, I saw New York, I saw Colorado, I saw Idaho plates. You know, I didn't see hardly any of the Standing Rock people there. You know, it's all these people pushing their agenda, and it's, you know, something's going to happen. There's going to be an accident there, and someone could get killed, you know.
There are people spoiling for a fight. They have that intel, and, again, you know, there's reports that they'd love for the National Guard to be there, so they're going to have that visual. Right, they want the confrontation. And again, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You know, Dave Archambault has an opportunity here to say, go home. Thanks for the, you know, the support. We appreciate you. We've made our point. Please go home and we will deal with this. We will deal with this specifically to their beef, which I guess is, you know, the historical significance not being properly vetted. There's venues for that. They have a process for that. They can play that out and be heard again. They haven't taken opportunity of other ways to do that yet today, but that's what they ought to do, because I'm with you, Travis. This could get ugly fast.
And I'm trying to remain neutral on this whole pipeline thing as a resident in North Dakota, but the whole thing bothers me to see all these people going at each other. And I think if we left it up just to ourselves here in the state, that it would, things would get done much more properly, much more quicker, and on a better terms, you know. I think they need to start arresting these people that from out of state that are causing this trouble and get them out of here.
Completely.
Put your agenda somewhere else, you know.
I couldn't agree. If it's unlawful, start arresting people. They have the authority to do that right now. They're trespassing. I'm the same, especially when, again, they break out of the quote-unquote encampment and the peaceful prayer that they're doing to stop construction and tie themselves to the equipment. Here we go again. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Just
and
when it was pointed out.
You know, as a truck driver, we have to pay extra fuel taxes for the roads that we go down. That's a requirement from the government, you know, for hauling our heavy loads down the road. And so now they stop us from going down the road and trying to make a living, you know. So then now you're just pissing more people off, you know.
Travis, thanks for doing what you're doing. Appreciate the firsthand report from there, and also a recognition of how this isn't just irritating and unlawful, it's also dangerous. Good point. Other calls waiting. Lots of emails coming in. Your text welcome, too, on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps
soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. This hour of What's On Your Mind is brought to you by OurOldNumber.com. We've all experienced the freedom that mobile technology has provided, but your important home telephone number is still stuck at home. Well, now you can make your home telephone number as mobile as you are with OurOldNumber.com. Calls to your home telephone number can reach you or your family members no matter where they are. OurOldNumber.com. Check them out. Texter says, this caller is correct. I had an officer pass me, and down the road I always had a truck driver flash his lights at me. If he had not done that, I would have flew over that hill at 65 to 70 miles an hour. It's not safe. Yeah, it doesn't look like it when you look at the photos from the scene there. You know, there's people on the road. There is construction equipment alongside the road. There's, you know, no, it's not. Emailer says, I'm hearing about 100 protesters by the Brad and Sarah Schmidt place. I don't know where the Brad and Sarah Schmidt place is. I imagine some of our listeners do, but another says, call on the military, have them clear the area. That is what the National Guard is for, to protect us from invaders. Another says, it sure sounds to me like you're giving the protest publicity. I believe what I said is, we're going to cover news related to this when it is newsworthy, and certainly a new protest site stopping construction, blocking a road, is a public safety issue, number one. And number two, worthy of talking about.
Not to mention the fact that 1806 is already blocked, so the next highway to take is 6 on that side of the river, and now that's in danger, so whatever you want to call it.
If it's just, you know, day-to-day propaganda, we're not going there. We're not giving them the platform, but this is, and you know, obviously that they're trying to get themselves in the news because others are doing that as well. So try and strike that balance best we can. And if you don't think we are, let us know.
Hey, Scott.
All right. Jeff in Minot is next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, you know, the hypocrisy around these protests is just astounding. You know, this is not about water. It's not about native land rights. It's anti-oil. This is an AstroTurf movement started by anti-oil interests. And the thing is without oil and oil byproducts, everything from clothes on their backs to the signals on which their cell phone signals are carried is provided from byproducts of oil. Without that, these people would be living in the dark, wrapped in buffalo robes, eating pemmican dried on wood fires. That's it. They need to shut up, go home, and realize that this is the only technology we have today that can get us by and make this world survive.
Yeah, I believe this protest is driven by exactly the people you described, the green extremists that is anti-oil, and they are hypocrites, and it is ridiculous, but they're in their own little world. It's the Bernie Sanders Black Lives Matter way out their wing, okay?
And it's going to get somebody killed, you know.
That's where we all need to pay attention, because we can just sort of dismiss gadfly green protesters. But when you start doing things that can get somebody harmed, they obviously already have been arrested. There's reports of unlawful behavior. Now we got roads being blocked. I agree with you. And by the way, that's where, to me, Standing Rock has to say enough. If we're, you know, are we if water is life, if water is life, what about life, life? What about life, life?
On the construction crews, you know, I've worked on these construction crews before, and you have to have your guys 100% focused on the job. If they start losing focus, somebody gets hurt. And that's what's going to happen. That deal down at St. Anthony, first of all, that woman who's tied herself to a track hole bucket, she probably did it with a nylon rope made from oil byproducts. But beside the fact, you've got a track hole operator down there now who's lost his attention on the job. And he could hurt. He could get hurt, or he could hurt somebody. They've got to realize this. And just Archambault needs to tell them to shut up and go home.
By the way, 22 minutes ago, on a Facebook page I won't mention because I don't want to give them more publicity related to this, they have some sort of mosaic photo up of the individual. It's a man, a native, that is tied to this piece of equipment. I can't tell what it is. It looks like some kind of a drill bit, honestly, some kind of a drill, but I can't really tell exactly what it is. And he has his arms around it. He's behind it, and he's used some kind of a, I don't know, it looks like a hand warmer, a long hand warmer where you put both the, you know, each hand in each side and keep your hands, but it's rather long and looks to have some native painting on it. It's already in some kind of mosaic, right, up on Facebook. This is made for TV stuff. This is made for TV stuff. This is propaganda. They've got it everywhere. You got to know that's what's going on. And Jeff, you're right to point out the hypocrisy too. But you know, already this thing's a couple hours old, and they got this everywhere. Going, look, and the headline on here is "Protectors, not protesters." Protectors, not protesters. No, you're not only a protester, you're a lawbreaker. You can't do that. It's against the law. There's plenty of ways to be a protector and protest lawfully. Dave in St. Anthony, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm so frustrated about this on so many levels. It's just beyond belief. The safety issue, the letting things get done. I mean, we all know that this is going to happen. I mean, it's going to go through. Everything has been done legally. You know, these extremist wackos come in here. You know, they're purported to be part of the sovereign nation. It's time for the sovereign nation to pony up and pay all the overtime costs for law enforcement. I'm telling you what, the law enforcement are doing a phenomenal job down there, but they're, you know, there's only so many of them. So now we have two protests that we're dealing with. You know, I'm just frustrated. It's time to send the tribes a bill.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that's, City of Bismarck sent the North Dakota Petroleum Council a bill for the visit of Donald Trump.
I heard you say that before your show. You bet.
And it was a big bill. All right. And this from a visiting presidential candidate that I would argue benefited Bismarck. That's a good thing to have Bismarck's name everywhere in the national media for a couple of days promoting that. It wasn't a harmful thing, but it was resources diverted from their day-to-day to work, so they sent the Petroleum Council a bill. How in the world does the Standing Rock Tribe not get a bill for this? That's an absolute no-brainer. But you know what? There's a bigger issue than the dollars and cents, and you touched on it in my mind, Dave. We're talking about we're putting our law enforcement down there as sitting ducks. I'm done with this.
Taking them away from potentially other issues in the city or county.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just done with this. They got a tough enough job the way it is without some made-for-TV anti-oil protest pulling them down, and now they're going to be, you know, again, so they can get a good TV shot and a good, good Facebook photo mosaic to put up there and motivate some more people to come here from around the country and join the Black Lives Matter Energy Division. To me, the message we ought to be sending is, come on up and get arrested. Because if you join an unlawful protest, and that's been the message from law enforcement, it calmed down a little bit. We didn't hear much, but it's still unlawful. They're still in a place they can't be. They're trespassing. So rather than, it looks to me like we just need to call the question here. Are we just going to have them be there as long as they want to be there, or are they going to get arrested for doing unlawful things by protesting on on ground they can't be on. One or the other, because we shouldn't, otherwise this stuff, this outcrop, this, we're not getting enough attention, so let's greet some new visitors on 1806. Oh, let's move over here to Highway 6 from St. Anthony where they got a construction still going on. We'll shut that down. Somebody, attach yourself to that piece of equipment and maybe we'll get some good photos there. You know, get that up on Facebook. Come on.
But this is the way the whole country has become at this point. You know, we need to get back to the values that we used to hold so dearly, and we don't any longer. You know, it's sensationalism sells, obviously. I'm frustrated.
Have you been anywhere near the site? I know you called them St. Anthony. Have you been anywhere near the actual site today yourself?
Oh, well, I just drove through it on the way south and turned around and came through it on the way back north.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? Can you tell?
Well, it's so hard to say because, you know, I'll tell you, there's a heck of a lot of law enforcement there, which I really appreciate. But, you know, one of the previous callers was right. It's, you know, not many North Dakota license plates other than law enforcement, but they're from everywhere else, Utah and New Mexico and Idaho, and it's sensationalism. It's gone long enough. Time to get back to business.
I appreciate the call, Dave, and I share your frustration. I don't like law enforcement being put into this day in and day out. I have a Facebook post that has been forwarded to me that is from someone by the name of Sheldon Graywaters, who is a teacher, may even be an athletic director up at the college in Fort Totten. And it was posted this morning. It's a quote from Sitting Bull. I am a red man. If the Great Spirit had desired me to be a white man, he would have made me so in the first place. He put in your heart certain wishes and plans. In my heart, he put other and different desires. Each man is good in his sight. It is not necessary for eagles to be crows. We are poor, but we are free. No white man controls our footsteps. If we must die, we die defending our rights. Now, those are the words of Sitting Bull, but posted by a North Dakota Native American teacher and athletic director. I mean, these are the kind of things where, you know, if we're indoctrinating Native American youth with, you know, Sitting Bull, go out there and die to stop a pipeline, I get a little worried. I mean, is he declaring war? Is he telling people Sitting Bull said it's okay to die fighting the white man, so you can too? I what do you read into that? Am I reading too much into it? I don't know. I don't like it. Terry and Bismarck, next on the What's on Your Mind program. Go ahead.
Yes. Since this is an unlawful protest, if we arrest them, confiscate their vehicles, their cell phones, their cameras, their confiscate everything as court evidence. Take their vehicle, send a whole trail of tow trucks down there and confiscate the whole works. And then we'll see if they want to come back. And just do it again. I mean, if it's unlawful, you're going to take them to court. You need the evidence. You've got it all laying in front of you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one approach. Obviously, I don't know if it's to that that level of this particular case, but, you know, they need to do something. I'm telling you, folks, there's enough energy development going on in this state. The Black Lives Matter Energy Division decides to pull their stunts here. It's not going to be just this pipeline. It'll be everything. That's why the idea of a project, lawfully, a signed project being shut down just sends chills up my spine. This is not the kind of message we want to send. Jim and Kildare, go ahead.
Well, I think the first thing is the petroleum outfit that's running that should turn around, sue the tribe. And then if they're trespassing on private property, I think farmers should do a little manure application in that general area, if you catch my drift. That would disperse the tribe quite rapidly.
Yeah, you just hope that law and order could prevail before you have to pull out those sort of cutesy tricks there. But I hear you, Jim, and I appreciate the call. Up against the brakes, I got a jet.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
USA.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are, storytellers. And talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part today by our friends at T-Mobile. They're everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, and beyond. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno, all of those North Dakota locations are in Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. If you go to bmobile.com, you'll find a location near you. And they're more than just phones and tablets, too. They have that Hum product, which is way to make your car smarter and safer, great technology, and a way, if you have a teen getting their license anytime soon, to get that service 3 months for free. So get Hum and go. And, of course, Verizon is the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon, so it's a great match. B-Mobile.com, tell them Scott sent you. All right, we want to get another update on what's happening. We did learn from somebody, one of our listeners during the break pointed out that there is an all call for people to go join in what they call nonviolent direct action to halt the Dakota Access Pipeline construction that is happening now. They're asking people to go 14 miles north of the Cannonball River on Highway 6 or 19 miles south of Mandan on Highway 6. We've been reporting on what's happening there from eyewitnesses that have been there. And also, obviously, there is a law enforcement response to all this. For an update on that, Danelle Preske joins us. She has been assisting Sheriff Kirkmeyer and the incident commanders that have been managing this situation for the law enforcement response. Danelle, what do we know this morning, and how many law enforcement are responding to the scene as of now?
Thank you for reaching out to us. We really appreciate the opportunity to get on and inform your listening audience on what's going on. At about 7:22 this morning, a call came into state radio of about 20 protesters that were on the construction site, and this one is at Highway 6. It's about that mile marker 50, I believe. And this is different from where a lot of the attention has been focused along 1806. The Dakota Access Pipeline is coming, you know, crossing through North Dakota, and this is at making its way to that 1806 spot. And so this is one of their construction areas right near Highway 6. We were told that there were multiple vehicles, approximately 40 of them, parked on the road. When officers arrived, they found two male protesters that were secured or tied of some sort to the equipment. It looks from the pictures that we received from our law enforcement officers on the scene that it's almost like a like their hands have been tied and then cased in some sort of casting material to secure them to the equipment. The caller also said that there were numerous people that were crawling on the equipment. Officers have arrested one woman for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. She was standing with one of the gentlemen on the equipment, and she was told numerous times to get down, and she refused. And she is a woman from, I haven't done the math, 10-8 of 68 is her birthday. She's from St. Louis, and she has been arrested and taken into custody. We have arrested one of the male protesters who was secured to the equipment. The rural fire department has been called in to try to assist in trying to remove that the casting or whatever that material is that they're using to bound themselves to the equipment. And one man was arrested. They're still working on a second individual and removing him from the equipment. We now have a count of about 50 protesters at the site, and we have, I think our latest numbers were 16 officers that are on the site. You know, just an example of the patience that our officers are showing just to make sure that the safety of those involved in this protest is a priority. When they did arrest the woman, they just stood there near her while, law enforcement could transport her, could get to the scene. They just stood there, as you can imagine, the scene, there was a lot of people with cell phones out videotaping and taking pictures, and definitely chanting, showing their signs of expression.
Yeah, so it's a challenging situation, no doubt about it. We also had calls from a lot of motorists that very dangerous when you come up the hill on this. I assume that there's now some sort of traffic controls, but this is another example of why 1806 needs to remain closed, because these things pop up and it's very dangerous, right, for these individuals on the road.
You know, this has been our point, the law enforcement officer's point from, day one of putting up that traffic control point, is the safety of everybody. You have instances that will just pop up and there'll be numerous vehicles on the road. We saw video from last night when they brought the totem pole into the camp, and there were vehicles traveling northbound on that Highway 6 or Highway 1806 in both lanes of traffic. So if someone was coming south, there was they would have, I mean, there, it was totally blocked by vehicles. There would have been nowhere for them to go. People on the shoulders. So it really does exemplify the importance of having this traffic control point up at this time. We have been out in the media saying that we have been in talks with what
can
be done to
try. Janelle, if you don't mind, hang on. We're up against a hard break here. We'll finish on the other side. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phone. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include partial liquidations of construction and farm equipment at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st, featuring semi-tractors, gravel trailers, gravel screening plants and conveyors, dozers, payloaders, excavators, portable van generators, and farm equipment, all at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st. View all of these items at Piper's.com or call 877-700-4099.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice and is based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.